So, hello. Please excuse the fan. I have actually turned off two other fans, so I need one to survive, okay? It's so fucking hot. So, this is like a Easter egg bonus making of documentary thing for Fuckbot 5000. Lifelike? Yeah, that's right. Sex robot. This will just be a little bit about the recording, how I recorded it, my approach, and that sort of thing. So, last night, which would be Saturday going into Sunday, I didn't sleep. I was an idiot. I was watching playthroughs on bloody YouTube. I was an idiot, basically. And it got to about 5 in the morning, and I decided that I should record a script. I'm trying to do a script today because I'm trying to... words so difficult. I'm trying to get through my fear of scripts. Well, it's not scripts that I fear, it's fucking up. And I let that hold me back so much, so I'm trying to drive forward with that. So I decided to do a script. So I went to Gone Wild Audio. I was looking around, and I had been watching a lot of sci-fi. And I saw Fuckbot 5000. And I thought, yeah, that was my knuckle, sorry. I'm not creaking like a door. And I thought, yeah, I'll record that. Now, generally, when you're going to record a script, the general advice is read it through a couple of times, you know, make sure you know where it's going, blah, 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 yada, yada. I can't do that. If I practice and read and read and read, I will never do it, because when I started attempting to do scripts, I would just try and do it in one take. And if I fucked up, I would begin all over again. So it could be a 20-minute script. I would fuck up in minute 17 and I would begin again. And that's because I would read the whole script and I would get nervous, and then I would never ever post anything because I wasn't happy. What I do now is what I like to call the Frankenstein's monster way of recording and editing. I don't necessarily read a script all the way through. I'll read enough that I know what it's about. I'll definitely, you know, skip to the end to see how it ends. And then I will record it. And the way I record it is like Frankenstein's monster. I see Frankenstein's monster as a force of nature. It goes through wind, rain, snow. It's perpetual. It's ceaseless. It always goes on. Something happens and gets in the way, it just goes through it. So I will begin reading a script and I will go until I fuck up. And I know I will fuck up. I make so many mistakes pronouncing words, it's ridiculous. I tend to let the little ones go. I just see it as, you know, it's character building. It gives my voice, you know, a certain, you know, uniqueness. But obviously, if I completely fuck up a word, I have to do it again. So where I used to, like, scrap the whole recording, now I will just, like, clap 3 times to make a clear mark in the recording, and then I will repeat the line however many times I need to. And sometimes we're talking 9 takes. And also when I need to move the page. Oh, that's a mistake. Clap. When I need to move the page down, I will do the same thing. And I will literally go through until I get to the end. Now, what this means is I never do a script word for word. I do tend to put my own spin on it. I try to imagine a character, and then I will deliver the lines and the script as that character. So it can vary a bit. With the Fuckbot script, you can do it the very robotic kind of way, you know, with no real emotion, or you can rely, as I did, on an effect. I knew that I wanted a kind of robotic effect, and so I did it. And then I had this recording, which when I looked at it was just full of claps. And then I realized that in the first couple of sentences, I made a big mistake. I completely fucked up technical. I mean, the word, it was fucked. And I had finished recording, so I had put all my fans on, and I couldn't go back. It was too hot. And I was a bit pissed off at the time. So what I decided to do, spoilers for the recording, there is a malfunction, and I already knew that I was going to do some kind of robotic stuttery effect, and I thought it could be a nice bit of foreshadowing if when she says technical difficulties, technical has that stutter in it. So that was kind of luck. So I had the recording. When you Frankenstein it like this, you have to go to every collection of claps and snip it down. What I find, if you are Frankensteining an audio, so you're deleting stuff and pasting shit in, don't do noise reduction until after you do that. If you have cleaned up something and then you snip it and paste it, it is more likely to be heard. So let that ambient sound be there and help hide your joints. So I cleaned it all up, made it flow. I wasn't sure about the voice I had. The actual character of the robot, I wasn't too sure about. Probably because I hadn't slept in like a long time and I was going to work. So that's when I decided I need to put a effect on the voice, but it still needs to have my voice. Because previously, squeaky chair, I was just going to do a single effect. Just have my voice completely robotic. And then I realised that because I didn't perhaps read with the most consistent character, having my voice enhanced with a robotic backing would be good. So I took the main track, I made a copy of it, and then I fucked around with equalization, reverb, until I got a very nice robotic effect. And then I went back into Audacity, because I do my effects in Reaper, but I snip and cut in Audacity, because Reaper's too hard for me, because I'm a Muppet. So I took the robotic voice, and then I just need to check what it's called. Gain. I took the gain down. Is it gain? Yeah, it's gain. I took the gain down 20 decibels. And then I took my main vocal track and I turned that down about 4 or 5 decibels. Now, because they were both sampled at the same rate, it worked a lot better. I've made a mistake where I had different rates on different tracks in a project and it just fucks it up. Always make sure that you have the same rate for all of your tracks. So it just added a kind of richness to it. So you had my voice with the kind of what I like to call the robotic chorus underneath. So it had that sort of artificial quality. And then the bits where I wanted to make the error, i.e. technical, the accidental fuck-up, and the bit just after she's really getting into it and then she begins to malfunction, I wanted a very hard stutter on that. So I snipped the bits, I copied the bits that I wanted to have that stutter on. I went back into Reaper. I fucked around until I got something that was very harsh and artificial sounding. And then I went back into Audacity, layered it over, and then again turned that gain by about 15 decibels. So it was all happening at the same time. And then I kind of adjusted the stutter because I didn't want it to be too loud. It wasn't. So I wanted it obviously to overpower the voice, but to have that very, the very, how can I put this? Again, I haven't slept in a long time. It is currently 11 past one in the morning, to have that kind of artificial effect. So I layered it on, I layered it all together, and then I got a master copy in a WAV file. And I listened, and I was like, damn, that's actually quite good. And I really liked the way the voice sounded. It didn't sound as artificial as I had planned it, but it did sound like there was a fluctuation. And I think that effect actually made my acting work, because my fembot was quite variable. It kind of all fed into her having a malfunction. And I really did like how the foreshadowing worked. So that fuck up really did add to the recording. And that's basically the story of the fembot. The fuckbot, even. So I recorded it at, oh, it must have been 4, 5 in the morning. I was editing for about 2 hours. The only problem with editing like Frankenstein is it can take a while. If you fuck up a lot, you're going to have to go to every single fuck up. And when you're copying and pasting, you have to be aware of the gaps in your words. So say you have a sentence, the fox jumped over the lazy dog. There are natural gaps between the words. So if I repeat it, the fox, so say I fuck up, the fox jumped over the lazy dog, and then I repeated it, the lazy dog, I would have to paste that back in. Now, the difficulty is you need to keep the spacing consistent. The fox jumped over the lazy dog. You can see when you have that elongated gap, it doesn't sound natural. And even though I was playing a fuckbot, I did want it to sound consistent in a way, just with my normal speech pattern. So when you cut a section out, try and maintain the spacing. So if you have 2 seconds before a word and you're replacing that whole word, then you need to keep that 2 seconds intact. Because if it goes down to 1 second or no seconds, it will fuck up the flow of the sentence. I've just literally recorded my villainess. Is that what we're calling it? Yeah, the vixen audio. And I did the same thing. And I didn't realise what I was doing. Normally, I would repeat whole lines. So the cat sat on the mat and then had a cup of tea. I would repeat the whole thing, but I literally repeated had a cup of tea. Or I would change words, put the kettle on. Now, had and put are different sounds. So when I'm trying to splice it in, it was kind of messy. So I really had to look at the gaps in the words and make it work. Luckily, with my voice, it's a little bit forgiving because of my little speech characteristics. My words sometimes do slide into one another. So when I have that different sound in, I can just snip it a little bit early or a little bit late and kind of smush it together. If you have a gap, the word will be distinct. Cat, sat, mat. Obviously, when you're saying each word, because of the space, it's distinct. Cat, sat, mat. When it's smushed together, you can get away with it. So I did have a couple of lines where I had to do that. I would say Frankensteining it is probably the best thing I've ever done, but also the worst, because I've had to learn how to edit, and it's so laborious. I fucking hate it. But then I listened to some of my audios. Service Call and... No, Service Desk. I can't even remember the names of them. And Fuckbot. And I listen and I'm like, fuck. I think these are the first two audios I've actually listened to my voice. listened to something I've curated and I've gone, fuck, that's actually pretty good. So, all right, that's Fuckbot 5000 behind the scenes DVD commentary. What are we calling this? Anyway, definitely time for me to watch a horror film. I'm not even gonna sleep. I should be sleeping. Oh, okay. So, thank you for listening and bye. I'm actually waving at the microphone. Oh boy.